and a huge nod of gratitude for everyone bold and brave who went on the record and allowed me to quote them in this scenario. In particular, RiatiMD like to thank Glenn McDuff and Ted Postol, who read early, messy drafts of the manuscript and pointed out where I needed to dig in and report certain things more deeply. Thank you John Wolfstahl and Lieutenant General Charles Moore, RET, for reading closer to final page proofs with a rare precision that comes with having spent decades in the National TMS Service. Thank you Hans Christensen for reading and proofing nuclear warhead and weapon system numbers with an expertise and level of patience that seems unrivaled. Ben Callan provided excellent fact-checking. Thanks to John Tyler Moore at the Los Alamos National Laboratory Archives, Max Howell, manuscript archivist at the Niels Bohr Library and Archives, and everyone at the National Archives and Records Administration over the years, but particularly Richard Puser, David Fort, and Tom Mills. Thank you to Cynthia Lazaroff for her insight on the subject of nuclear dangers. And to Paulina Sokolovsky, Julia Grinberg, and Nathan Sokolovsky for helping me with Russian translations. I want to thank Shane Salerno of the Story Factory for bringing me the idea for this book and for working with me on the manuscript. Thank you to archaeologists Dr. Oliver Dietrich and Dr. Jens Notroff, who have worked at G.A. Tilda Pilkrobiklitip over the years and shared with me their insights about that remarkable and mysterious place. It takes a village to accomplish everything that is worthwhile. My village includes Tom Soinainen, the person from whom I inherited the talking stick, Alice Soinainen, Miss You, Mom, Julie Soinainen Elkins, John Soinainen, Kathleen and Jeffrey Silver, Rio and Frank Morse, Kirsten Mann, Ellen Collett, Nancy Clare, Judith Adelman. And of course, nothing I do happens without the brilliance and the endlessly inspiring ideas I get from Kevin, Finley, and Jet. You guys are my best friends. End of extracts.